How do you feel it's gone today and in pre-season?
Well, we were disappointed collectively and individually with the first half performance. But obviously the boys have come out in the second half, I think they've done well. I missed the goal, still in getting showered, but mm-hmm. by the sounds of it was a good team goal. From what I've seen, they were very sharp and looked fit and looked good.
Mm-hmm. This is their first year, obviously, of pre-season at Dunfermline. How does it compare with other pre-seasons for you?
I think it's certainly been the most enjoyable. Certainly, and I think the boys are looking fit, looking strong. It's been enjoyable. There's been plenty of running, but plenty of ball work as well. And I think come Saturday we'll be looking good and looking to win the game.
Do you feel you've played enough games? There's not been that many pre-season friendlies here.
No, I think we have. I don't think that always matters. I think as long as the training's high tempo, and the quality's good, and you do your work on the training park, I don't think it's always a case. I've done pre-seasons in the past where I've had 5, 6, 7 games in pre-season. You can almost feel sort of jaded come the start of the season, whereas I think we'll be eager and ready to go and looking forward to Saturday.
Played alongside various central defenders, you'll be hoping to make the starting lineup next week against Raith Rovers.
Yeah, of course. That's everybody's goal. I think the manager's probably touching it a few times that there's a massive competition for places this year, which can only be a good thing for the team. And it's up to everybody to make sure they try and perform in the games and during training the week to try and get one of the starting positions.
It gives them options, isn't it, really? With you side three men at the back and then move to four men in the second half.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think that's perhaps something they're looking to do, is be able to adapt during the game to change formations, change players if things aren't working. But certainly I think all over the field we've got real quality in all the positions that we can use if need be.
This time last season I think you were at Morton, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And they're now going to be one of our biggest challengers. Do you see that way?
I mean, being full time, it should give them, as I think it gives us, it should give them an edge just the same. But be honest, I've seen a lot of the other clubs have strengthened and brought good quality players in. So I don't think they're going to be the only challenge. I'm sure, in a lot of teams' eyes, going to be the team to beat. It's for us to live up to that expectation and be the best team and make sure we get the business done.
Thinking back to the game there, you had a chance when Gregor Buchanan headed the ball back. It was just behind you, was it? Ended up sitting, I think.
Yeah, it's probably one of the ones you want to fall to anybody but me, probably. Didn't move my feet quick enough. But it's a good knockdown. He's a real threat from set pieces. We're both attacking and he can knock them down. But like I say, I think perhaps you want to fall to a striker rather than me.
Are you renowned for your goal scoring?
No, I'm still looking for the elusive. I think I've been on nine senior goals for over a year and a half now, so still looking to try and get in the double figures. So hopefully it'll be this season.
How many of those have been with your head?
Two of my feet. So 7 headers, yeah, but obviously not scored in a Dunfermline shirt, and I didn't score in a Morton shirt, so it's something I'm looking to get right this season. Yeah.
Good. Okay.